In Psalm 24:2-1-2 says, "The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it." That's why the true name of God, the Almighty Father and the Son, truly represents all things and all of you. The real name of God, the Almighty Father, which is James, sounding like gems, represents all living things, the human body, and non-living things, precious stones. When God declared in Matthew 11:27, "All things have been entrusted to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him," this was not a metaphor. It was literal truth, which simply means that your pastors, priests, and religions do not know this, because no one in this world knows the Almighty Father except the Son, the one appointed as the true Messiah.
Just like God the Almighty Father, who watches over you every day, God the Son is always by your side wherever you go, waiting for you to call on Him to guide you. Christ Child means Niño in Spanish. Niño or Niño means you, yours in English. A Niño means shadow, reflection. Ninong means Godfather, Godparent. My name literary represents all of you. And my nickname Neo or New represents all new things, new achievements, new day, and new beginning. My name and my nickname Neo or New literally represents all things and new beginning. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I was with God in the beginning. Through me, all things were made. Without me, nothing was made that has been made. My Holy Spirit is the firstborn of all creation. That's why I knew the truth and the mystery of God's number. For in me, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through me and for me. I was before all things, and in me all things hold together. Colossians 1:15-17. I am truly representing all of you, as my name, Niño or Niño, means you or yours in English. That's why I owe my life to everything that exists, which is why I am before all things, as mentioned in the book of Colossians.